If you have a question for me, call 855-905-8255. Bonjour, Noël.
Bonjour, how are you?
Bonjour, I'm good. What's going on between you and your husband since quarantine started?
Well, when quarantine started, my husband started doing some art projects in the garage. Sometimes he creates pieces out of wood, other times it's through welding metals, and they're beautiful, beautiful pieces. But now that he's back to work, all of his off time he is spending in the garage doing the art still. And I'm struggling with having him find the balance between continuing with his artwork and spending his time with me and the kids.
I see. Do you feel he's escaping reality? Do you feel this art is an escape from his anxiety, from his own anxiousness?
I don't think so. I think that it's just a passion of his. He's always talked about doing it, and quarantine gave him the time needed to really get it started. And so he just thoroughly enjoys it, which I understand because he's very good at it.
Okay. Have you had a talk about it before to kind of evaluate the situation?
Yes, and his response is that what he's trying to do is get enough pieces where maybe he can quit his job and start selling them, which I think he's good enough, but it's just too much right now.
I got to ask you this, though. Do you miss him?
Of course.
The kids miss him?
Of course.
I have an idea. I think, because you already had the talk, I would do a drawing, actually, the three of you, you and the kids, and said, we miss you, come home, and put it in the garage. A big one. Because I want him to have this drawing in front of him every day. Instead of fighting over it, and the kids say, listen, we're proud of you, we miss you, come home, we want to spend more time with you.
Okay.
And let's see what happens. Because I think that he's escaping reality, and all of us are doing the best we can, but the reality is also he's your husband, he's the father, and he has to know, and that's a positive message. It's not come back and feel guilty for leaving us alone. It's come back, we miss you, we love you, come home.
I will do that. The kids will love doing the art project for their dad, and that I think
yes.
That's a great idea.
All right, let's see if art helped to pass the message.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Noël. Thank you so much for calling. Good luck to you and your family, and have a good night.
Good night, Simon.
Coming up, I am going to go listen to Jonathan's voicemail because he has a question for me, and I want to answer. So his voicemail is next.